This is Startup Nation Radio, the show to learn about how to start and grow your own business.
You got to follow your own compass. You got to execute on what you really believe in.
Well, the principles of entrepreneurship, I think, are universal.
Entrepreneurs benefit from learning from each other.
Hey, Rich, you're calling in from The Nation. What do you have for us this week?
Well, first of all, The Nation is alive and well. Entrepreneurs are jamming it.
The time is now.
The real question is, do you have the confidence, the resources, and the support?
It's always a good time to get into business.
It's time for Startup Nation with Jeff Sloan.
Okay, it is indeed time for Startup Nation Radio. Today's show, we're going to focus and explore the question of, are entrepreneurs born or can they be made? Now listen, we're not just going to talk philosophy around this subject matter. We're going to actually drill down on some of the things you can do to give yourself the best shot to be a successful entrepreneur. I guess you can kind of tell our theory is they can be made. And we're going to help you get made on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Hey, stay tuned. Great wisdom, insight, and inspiration ahead on this edition of Startup Nation Radio.
You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760. WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. As we said in the introduction, we're going to focus today on that burning question. Can entrepreneurs be made or are they born? Now, we kind of hinted at the fact that because we're going to drill down on some of the things you can do to give yourself the best shot you have at being a successful entrepreneur, I guess you could say we kind of feel that they can be made. But we're going to save that for 1 second. Before we get into it, let's call out to our sponsors, Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. Now, Pappas Financial has been a trusted advisor to business owners for over 40 years. They guide entrepreneurs on strategies that protect their businesses and personal assets, implement company benefit solutions, and provide a roadmap for businesses to set their succession plans and investment strategies. Get started right and stay on track. To help you do just that, get Pappas Financial on your team. Reach out to them at 248-539-8292 and tell them Startup Nation sent you. Well, speaking of Pappas Financial, we got the guy, Norm Pappas, on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Welcome, Norm.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you. Listen, we're going to get into a little philosophy, but we're also going to drill down on some of the things people can do to give themselves the best shot to be a great entrepreneur. Let me ask you, your feeling on the subject matter. Can they be made or are they just born?
I think it's a combination. You're going to have a very interesting guest to give you some answers, but I think it's a combination.
Well, and you know what? I'll tip my hand, too. I also believe it's a combination. I think that the great entrepreneurs have something special that's innate. You know, it's that gene. It's in their DNA. You certainly can teach things to all levels of, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs or those that might be thinking of being an entrepreneur, and you can make them better as a result of education, but there's something special that's innate that certain entrepreneurs have that really make them break out and go to the top that I think is, you know, as you say, it's a combination.
Sometimes it happens through their parents as they're growing up. Were their parents entrepreneurs? Sometimes it happens through job experiences. Did they work one summer job and say, hey, I like sales and I want to do this?
The inspiration.
Yep.
The culture. Let me ask you a question. What country do you think believes that entrepreneurs can be made more than any other?
I would say right here.
You know, and I would have too. I did a little research before, and the Danes, Denmark, believes by a far margin. It's interesting. What do you think the worst?
What would be the worst? You're asking me trick questions.
No, these aren't trick.
I'd say Cuba.
That's okay, right. That would be a really good answer. You know what? They weren't one of the choices.
Right.
They weren't polled. Portugal, actually. But you, Norm, you always bring your great wisdom. That was a good answer. All right, good. Listen, we've got a special segment we're going to focus on now, and then we're going to get into the subject matter in our next segment. Before we do that, you know, local businesses struggle all the time. Now, there's a new app coming out, great new sponsor of Startup Nation Radio. The app is called Wantify. You can get it in the iTunes store. Download the app. Merchants sign up for free. Consumers sign up for free. Merchants post deals all in a local environment. Consumers go on, post what they want. The system automatically matches offers to the consumer, so the consumers get great efficiency, get those deals delivered right to them on their cell phone. They can buy them or download them or clip them right in their cell phone. And merchants get new leads and sales all at no cost up front. Amazing, amazing new sponsor of Startup Nation Radio and an amazing new app that's coming out. So check it out, Wantify. Check it out in the iTunes store. And you can check it out online at www.wantify.com. That's WANTIFY.com. All right. We've got a special guest in the studio with us on this segment, Rocky Ballore. Rocky, Wannify sponsors this segment. It's all about local, being a local business proprietor, mm-hmm. and the challenges that come with that. You own a frame store, framing services, right?
Yep.
And you sell art in the store as well. Yep. And you also own a motel.
Yep.
It's challenging, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Even with all of the members of the family, you know, doing it all together, it's still very challenging.
And what are the biggest challenges and threats coming at you as a local business operator?
One of the biggest challenges is definitely trying to overcome the big box stores and trying to overcome, you know, a lot of the challenges that the internet presents. You know, a lot of people just want to not have anything to do with you.
Right, the efficiency that the internet creates, and also the pricing pressure that the big box retailers coming into your territory. Like for you being in the framing business, I would imagine Michaels poses a big threat.
Oh, huge.
Huge. But and that's because of price, right?
Price, but, and they got the power to get the word out.
They've got right, they have the advertising budget, the brand name, etc. But you have one thing that they don't. And I know this, by the way, from experience. And I don't mean just your store. I mean a local merchant. So let me take a shot and see what you think about this. First of all, I think you guys have a higher quality of product.
Thank you.
Number one. Number two, I think you guys have a higher quality of expertise.
Thank you.
I mean, when I go into a Michaels, not to knock it, there's a place for everything. So I'm not knocking anybody here. Yeah. But the reality is, by comparison, they've got their advantages, you've got yours.
Sure.
You guys really know. You're an expert in framing. You know which frames to pick.
You've got
a designer's eye. Your staff does. And you guys know what frame to put with what piece of art.
Yeah, we proudly, you know, focus on one thing and we do it well.
So expertise,
yes,
expertise,
sir.
And customer service, follow-up after the sale. Norm.
You know, every entrepreneur needs to have that unique selling proposition. So I would say, Rocky, what would you say is unique that you would want people to continue to do business with you, that you can communicate?
Definitely cutting edge. We have a lot more products. You know, we can focus more on the client when they come in, provide the complete solution. So when they come in, we're more apt to go to their house and not worry about getting paid, about going there, things like that. We want to make sure that they're completely satisfied with it. You know, whether they change the carpet or change anything else, they're going to be totally satisfied with looking at it every day.
That high level of customer service, that's really, you know, when you think about small business, local business, that more than anything else jumps out at me, Norm, the customer service, both before the sale, during the transaction, and follow-up after the sale, that hand-holding, that making sure the customer's satisfied, that's the big advantage that the local merchants have.
I agree.
All right, Rocky?
Yes, sir.
Your store is in Birmingham.
Yep.
Frame Art. Check them out. You're going to give great customer service, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Right on Woodward.
And a high-quality product. And you even run a few specials, too. Your pricing's not that dramatically different.
Definitely.
If a big-box retailer were to carry the frames that you carry, pricing would probably be much more similar, wouldn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
High-quality product. All right, listen. Continue. Good luck. We're going to keep checking
you,
with you occasionally.
Definitely.
Come back. Now, Norm, when we come back, thank you, Rocky.
Thank you.
When we come back after this little break, let's drill right down. Let's roll up the sleeves. Let's go to work. We're going to find out if entrepreneurs are born or if we can make some.
Sounds good.
Let's go to work after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760. WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we're ready to, as we say, roll up our sleeves and go to work here. We're going to drill down on the subject matter of, are entrepreneurs born or can they be made? Well, we're going to beat this subject matter up. We've got Norm Pappas in the studio with us. Norm, good to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, great year with you, actually, and great sponsor of the show. Thank you so much for supporting the show and the entrepreneurial community. I know that's important to you. All right, now, Norm, on this subject matter, let's bring in an expert. All right, what do you think about that?
I like it.
I do, too. Let's bring in Professor Lee Meadows, Dr. Meadows, who's with Walsh College. He's an expert on career change and teaching entrepreneurs to aspiring entrepreneurs to become successful small business owners. He works in the subject matter. I could go on, over 30 years teaching experience, et cetera, et cetera. Great to have you on the show. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Welcome, Dr. Meadows.
Walsh College, right, where business is turning.
Walsh College. You know, Walsh, speaking of great sponsors, Walsh College is a sponsor of Startup Nation Radio, and we're glad to have them as a sponsor, and
Absolutely.
We're glad to have you on the show. Now, Dr. Meadows, what do you think about this? I mean, maybe tee it off for us. I know you're in the business of teaching entrepreneurs, so obviously there's a predisposition there that you believe they can be taught.
I do believe they can be taught.
Yeah.
I do. What what I've come to understand over the years from my own experience and looking and having conversations with entrepreneurs over the years, that I think all of us are really born with that ability to be an entrepreneur. I think it's ingrained in terms of our DNA. But somewhere along the way, there is a catalyst. Something affects entrepreneurs in ways that don't affect others. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it could be a bad boss at work. Sometimes, as Norman alluded to, it could be a summer job. Sometimes it's some kind of negative experience that they go through that allows them to think about something in a different way. Mm-hmm. And it's that ability to look at something and think about it in a different way that in many ways allows them to move away from the pack and become that individual who's more concerned with the expertise, as Rocky talked about earlier, having that expertise around something that's real important to them and is real passionate to them. Uh-huh. So when they are pursuing this, they aren't going to work. They're going to their passion. And their passion doesn't have an 8-to-5 scenario. It's integrated into their lifestyle. It becomes part of who they are. It becomes the main part of their conversation. They live it and embrace it. So that when they've made that jump from where they are to becoming an entrepreneur, it's like it takes on a completely different look and a completely different feel for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's born, but something has got to trigger it. And obviously, it doesn't trigger in most folks. If that were the case, we'd have a lot more entrepreneurs.
That's true. Interesting. Now, I know you got both Norm and I jumping over here. I've got a comment, but Norm, you...
Well, something Dr. Meadows said that really... I had the opportunity to meet Bernie Marcus, and he started Home Depot. And he started it because he got fired from his job.
See, so to that's your not point, unusual, and that's not unusual for a number of entrepreneurs. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's that catalyst.
That's that catalyst.
Absolutely. That lit his fire.
Oh yeah, that lit his fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for a number of folks, that's a fire that was well worth being lit, because had it not happened, we wouldn't have a Home Depot in the way that we have it.
Now, one might argue by asking this question, let's say the different guy got fired under the same circumstances, doesn't mean it leads to a Home Depot kind of success. Doesn't even mean it leads to entrepreneurial success at all. You might try, you might fail, but right?
Yeah,
it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But now that's a lot of circumstance. I mean, you can be actually a great entrepreneur, and if you pursue the wrong idea, or if timing's bad, or if macroeconomic conditions, present roadblocks that, maybe otherwise a great entrepreneur with a great idea gets beat.
You can have a great idea, but you have to execute.
Yeah. Yeah. So that execution is part of the education. That's what you must really focus on.
Exactly.
Once that fire gets lit, these people come to you and say, I want to be an entrepreneur. I've got a passion for this. You're going to help make sure they're equipped.
Well, make sure they have the right ideas and resources behind them. Because now that you've got the idea, we can't have you running up and down Interstate 75 saying, I've got this wonderful idea. What do I do with it? Mm-hmm. At Walsh, we bring it into what's known as our Blackstone Launchpad and say, all right, you got the idea. Now let's give you a framework and a structure in which to move that idea so it can be executed, and that irrespective of circumstances, because oftentimes circumstances will keep 3 out of 4 entrepreneurs from even pursuing it any further, that once we have it, there's a business plan, there's a marketing plan, there's a way to get it financed. There's a persistence around thinking about this more of a lifestyle than it is as a job. Mm-hmm. There's opportunity to pilot and test, and to learn the whole notion of, once you have people working for you, what it means to manage people. Because entrepreneurs need to know how to do that, even in a small setting. So we love it. We love the passion and the fire that comes from that.
Yep.
Now it's time to get it directed so it can be successful.
And I would imagine, though, that when someone comes into the classroom setting, the educational setting, and it wants to learn the skills and the information and knowledge that's required to have a shot at being a great entrepreneur, fundamentally, they got to have that passion, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because you're going to get knocked around.
Yeah.
You are, as an entrepreneur, you're going to hit a lot more no's than you are yeses.
Absolutely.
And you've got to overcome those challenges. So you better be passionate. You better be ready to fight.
Well, let me build on something you share with that. Yeah, the passion is important, but the skills are even more important.
Well, the skills match with the passion.
Absolutely.
Now you got something.
Now you got something.
I mean, you really can't. You can't do it without the skills, really. I mean, some may have been lucky, but you really can't do it without some skills. And you can't do it without the passion. You got it both.
Yeah, well, oftentimes folks who don't succeed as entrepreneurs believe that now that they've got an idea, they just need to wait for people to come to them and to realize that that idea is going to happen. And the idea of the ability to go out and engage with people, that's a skill. And that's a skill that all entrepreneurs need to have, because they've got to touch with that marketplace.
Yep.
Because their marketplace is not going to find them. They got to go out and find it.
Yep.
Another critical ingredient is persistence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that tenacity.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because there will be the, there will be those bad days. There will be those bad days, and it's oftentimes it's not a reflection of that person. It's not even a bad reflection of that idea. Is that this? You gotta. I'm going to use your word. Execute.
Right.
And execute and continue to execute.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there that question whether or not they can be an entrepreneur. So by the way, I would not have agreed with you a couple of years ago that that everyone can be an entrepreneur or everyone's got it in them to be an entrepreneur. But the reality is I'm changing my view on that. You know, through Startup Nation, we meet a lot of entrepreneurs. Now, here's the reason why I've changed my feeling about it. There can be many different types of entrepreneurs, many different types of business endeavors. You know, so some people might say, I can't be an entrepreneur because I'm not a good people person, or I can't be an entrepreneur because I'm not a good marketer. But let's think about this for a second. I mean, and I don't mean to typecast these different entrepreneurial businesses, but let's say I'm not a good people person. Well, maybe dog walking. You know, a lot of people make a living at dog walking, and you're really not interacting with a lot of people during the day. Now, you always have to be able to interact with your customer base, so that's part of it. But the reality is, it's not like you're spending your day engaging with people. Now, I draw that, you know, that we could think of a million different examples, but to make the point, that's one. What do you think about that?
No, I mean, people do. I had a cousin who had multiple sclerosis. He did online sales.
There you go.
With collectibles. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or I know, like, for example, I hear a lot, you know, we work with programmers, programmers that develop code for now apps or websites, whatever it may be, or graphic designers that do this kind of work. You know, a lot of them say, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not interested in working with other people. I don't want to be out in front. I don't want to do that. But you know what? They make a living at that. You know, mm-hmm. and you are an entrepreneur. If you're a freelance consultant or a freelance, job work as a freelance, 1099 kind of work, contract work. You're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
You're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And you can teach the kind of things at that point
those
people that might otherwise have thought, I don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Give them the skills.
Right.
Give them the confidence. And of course, with skills come confidence.
Mm-hmm. And not to spend too fine a point on this, but back to something you just said. A person may not like working with people. And may want to do dog walking, but they still got to talk to that customer to get that business.
And
so they still need those customer service skills in order to make that happen.
Yeah, but you know, even the greatest entrepreneurs aren't good at all of it.
No,
one of the great skills of being an entrepreneur is knowing what you're good at and what you're not.
I couldn't agree more.
So if for example, you say, well, I'm really good at these five. I'm the best dog walker that anybody's ever going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I walk these dogs the best. I take great care of them. I bring my dog. My customers are thrilled. Maybe there's some sort of service or some education that I could get that helped me be good at what I'm not good at. And that's
Absolutely.
Maybe the sales and pressing the flesh and getting the customers and the customer service and all of that. So focus on what you're really good at. Use that as the core. Create a business that takes advantage of that and round out the rough edges with the education.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe even other people in your organization that I got to fill those roles.
That's exactly right. Highest and best use, and have people around you that complement your skill set and do things better than you in other areas.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a great message for our audience. The people out there that are listening, I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that say, I'm not cut out for this. But you know what? Don't give up. Don't think that way. Put what you're good at to work, build around it, get the education and everything else you need, get the right people in your organization. You can do it. Right?
Absolutely.
You can do it. All right.
Absolutely.
Now listen, we're going to come back after the break. We're going to keep talking about this subject matter, and we're going to bring in some entrepreneurs who are doing it and who are seeking education to help them get made as great entrepreneurs. Stick with us.
It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Really interesting stuff, and hopefully enlightening to anyone out there asking, can I be an entrepreneur? Well, hopefully we're proving that there's a lot of opportunity out there and lots of ways to become a successful entrepreneur. If you've got the passion and then you round that out with good skill building, however you may get that, whether you learn it from a mentor, whether you learn it through the educational system, whatever it may be. It was great talking to Dr. Meadows about this. First, Norm Pappas, thanks for being here again. Welcome back to the show. Good to have you here in the studio, Norm.
Glad to be here. Yeah. I always learn. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Really?
You have excellent entrepreneurs in the air, so, and
I love
professors.
That. Not easy to teach Norm Pappas something. I like that.
Always something to
learn.
That's
good. All right. Well, you know something, all kidding aside, I always learn something, too, and that's the beautiful thing about this show. At various levels, lots to learn, and you really, as an entrepreneur, you never really exhaust the, I mean, just when you think you know it all, there's a lot more to learn. Always something new to learn. All right. Great. Well, speaking of learning, we've got an entrepreneur in studio with us, Julie Andre. Julie, Secure Beginnings LLC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you've gone through an educational process at Walsh.
Correct.
Actually, two of them, right?
Yes.
One previously and the one you're still engaged in.
Yes, actually. Well, I did an undergrad at Walsh and a graduate degree. And being a Walsh grad, I was invited to join their Blackstone Launchpad program, which is proven to be a huge success to our business.
Great, great. Before we get into that, I want to ask you, were you made or born?
I honestly believe that I was born an entrepreneur.
You were born.
Yes.
But you would also, I mean, here you are seeking follow-on education. I would imagine you also believe in the value of that education to give you every chance.
Absolutely.
To be, yeah. And when you say you were born, I mean, did you, that's both a cultural thing and a capability thing. So culturally speaking, did you always want to be an entrepreneur? Were you looking for an idea? Were you always thinking entrepreneurially? Or
I think it was more, I was a creative thinker. So I was always looking for a better way or a different way to do something. The other thing I believe is that entrepreneurs are leaders. And I think it was my third grade teacher in parochial school told my mother, Julie's more of a leader than a follower. I think at the time that might not have been such a great thing.
I was going to say, you were cursed.
Right.
And so was your mom.
But now I wear it like a badge of honor.
Of course.
So I think it's somebody that doesn't know how to take no for an answer and that, you know, wants to call their own shots.
I never heard of anybody like that. Have you known? No.
You know, there are a lot of ingredients to great entrepreneurs, successful ones, and one of the ingredients is being lifelong learners. So from Julie's perspective of going back and getting the master's degree and the program at Blackstone, that's a really good credit to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about your business.
We actually, our business started with a personal tragedy. When I was a senior in high school, I basically kissed my niece's cheek and laid her to sleep in her crib, and the next day she was put into a bassinet-sized casket. Sudden infant death syndrome basically claims the lives of 11 babies each day here in the U.S. So there had to be a better way. There had to
talk
be
about
a safer...
catalyst, Dr. Dr. Meadows. There you go. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
There had to be a better way. There had to be a better way for babies to sleep safely. And I was fortunate to be introduced to my business partner, who is an industrial designer and has a lot of background working for the automotive companies in safety development. So, took a few years, but we really believe that we have the safest mattress on the market today. We hope that someday our air-permeable mattresses will be for the crib what the car seat is for the automobile.
It's a great story.
Thank you.
Great story. And that, getting back to your catalyst point, I mean, so you here you were this quote-unquote born entrepreneur. You had this great tragedy that, you know, I mean, boy, talk about reaching deep inside and motivating and inspiring someone to take action. You started this business.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving along. Now tell us where in the process you are. I mean, product's on the market.
Product is out there. We actually have three lines. And we will be launching the first of the year into the Bye Bye Baby stores. So that's quite significant. But through the Blackstone Launchpad program has probably been one of our greatest accomplishments. You know, within the last couple of months here, we've brought on some new investors and people that really share our vision and people that have a value add. So in other words, we brought on somebody that is very versed in finances. We also brought on a marketing company that's, you know, not only going to, you know, put in skin in the game, but also contribute, you know, with their talents.
So I want to just ask you a couple of things. You say that you were born. You also acknowledge that through your education, you've been improved upon as an entrepreneur as a result of that education. But let me just test a few things. Would you say you're a visionary?
Yes.
I mean, and let me do one more thing. Let me ask you. Not only are you, so you acknowledge that you're a visionary, but are you a, would you say that's one of your stronger skills and innate abilities?
Passion would probably be my number one.
Okay.
And then number two, I would say that, yes.
Visionary, you know, you said creativity.
Yes.
Exactly. So that kind of, okay. What about leadership? You've already acknowledged that you're going to say you're strongly. That's a strong characteristic of yours.
Yes. Okay. Very strong personality.
Okay. What about sales? And when I say this, I'm talking about ability here. What about the ability to be a great salesperson, a great marketer, a great promotional figurehead for the company? I'll lump those all into one bucket.
Well, my undergrad is in marketing, so I did have the formal education there.
Are you great at sales?
I am pretty good at sales.
You're pretty good at sales.
Pretty good at sales.
What about being a manager? You know, managing being an administrator, being a manager, managing the day-to-day minutiae, details, people.
Why I feel like I want to sink in quicksand.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back to that in a second. What about financial management? You know, the ability to understand, you know, first of all, strategic and tactical financial skills, but also, you know, the ability to manage from a financial perspective. Is that a strong suit of yours?
Anyone that knows me that's listening is probably laughing right now because they know that I'm on a mad crunch to get all the financials up to date I have been putting back.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. You said you were born. You've also now just acknowledged, though, that you're not a great manager, and you were kind of alluding to the fact that you're not great at the financial part of a business. If I turn to Norm Pappas right now and say, Norm, can any business succeed without a great manager and without great financial capability, ultimately, you're going to tell me what?
You need to have good skills in that, either higher, internally, or externally.
But you can't be successful.
No.
Right here in Detroit, the great entrepreneurial story of our time, Quicken Loans, Dan, who we've had on the show, Dan Gilbert, I'm going to tell you, he cannot win unless he or the people around him, it's really and the people around him, aren't managing great. They're certainly not going to win if they aren't financially capable to manage the business. So here's the interesting thing, and this is the point I wanted to make. You said you were born, but the reality is you can't make it unless you're a great manager and so you're going to fail. But you did one thing. You helped yourself get made in the areas where you needed to in order to round out the picture so that ultimately you could be a great entrepreneur. You made your point, really, and through this little exercise here, of it being both. Actually, Dr. Meadows, that was your point.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of does illustrate right there. I mean, she was born as a great visionary. She was born with the ability to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
She was born with an innate ability to be a good leader.
She also said something that I think is an important characteristic of a number of successful entrepreneurs I've known, and that she didn't just create a product. It was a cause. So that passion, energy, and all that consumed that whole note. This wasn't just about trying to make a mattress. She had a cause.
All right. Well, we're going to come back after this break. We're going to continue this discussion. We're going to bring on another entrepreneur, and we're going to kind of go through the same process. And then hopefully everybody will know that everyone's got a shot to Dr. Meadows' point. We've
got
to light that fire. We've got to light that fire.
We want to light it up Detroit. We want to light up Detroit. Let's go.
All right. That's absolutely right. Okay. Stick with us on Startup Nation. Cool stuff. Coming right back with more.
It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, what a great show. Inspiration, information. Wow. I mean, we're hopefully some entrepreneurs have been taking notes and going to make a great contribution to themselves, their families, and the community around them by starting a business and making it go. Right, Norm?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
We have to see if Dr. Meadows will give any credits for this show today.
You know what? I want to
We should have.
Speaking of Dr. Meadows, I want to revisit one thing that I think is really important to point out. Now, we heard from Julie and how this great tragedy in her personal life was the catalyst. And we heard about the gentleman from Home Depot who got fired from his job. That was his catalyst. You know, these are things that are, tragic in nature. They're things that, you know, cut to the core. But catalysts come in many forms.
Yes, they do.
For me, it might be achievement. Mm-hmm. I feel the sense to achieve. I really want to prove something here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got something to prove.
Catalyst is a large arc. And whenever I've had a chance to talk with entrepreneurs about, you know, what was that spark? What was the catalyst? And it's so many different things.
You know,
one person gets fired from a job and opens Home Depot. Another person gets fired from a job and goes into an alcoholic depression. You know, it's just weird how it happens.
Yeah.
But somehow they're able to figure out whatever that is, losing a job, a tragedy. Sometimes it's just just that whole notion of, I want to do what Bill Gates did.
And well, I think it could be that. And that gets to a point I was just going to make. It could be, we've talked about negative things impacting us and motivating us to do these things, but it also could be something very positive, like, for example, inspiration.
Absolutely.
I could meet a friend, a neighbor, a colleague, or see someone on TV, Bill Gates, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it could even be my neighbor down the street. Wow, he or she started a business 5 years ago, living the good life. Yeah, look at, you know, I want to do that.
Yes.
I want to do that. I'm inspired.
Exactly.
So,
that's what makes that such a nice arc.
I want to hear Jason's catalyst.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
That was a perfect segue.
Yeah.
You're getting smooth, Norm. You're getting really smooth. Speaking of Jason, we've got Jason Beal, another entrepreneur who has gone through an educational process as well, started a business. Your business is Regain Go?
Correct.
Jason, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you for having me.
What is your business?
So Regain Go is a web-based application that connects homeowners with home contractors. So similar to like Angie's List, but the main difference is instead of searching a directory, we have a patent-pending technology which allows you to see the contractors that have worked in your neighborhood on a map that's geolocated to your location.
That's pretty cool. All right. Now, were you made or
was
were you
I
born?
Made? No, I don't think that I was made in terms of being an entrepreneur, but I think that I was made in terms of I got a lot of the abilities that I have that make me a great entrepreneur. I was born with those. And I think a lot of those were being in terms of, you know, same thing that was been discussed before.
Well, like what? What makes you a great entrepreneur that you were born with?
I have a natural, I think my gift is to be able to connect with people. So that really transitions very well to sales and communication. So I have ability to be able to connect with people pretty quickly. Also, too, I don't give up. I think that's probably the biggest trait that most entrepreneurs need to have.
It's an arm's point.
And I think that if you don't give up, I mean, there's plenty of examples of businesses that have actually been successful just because they stayed in the business longer
That's
than anybody
true.
Else.
That is true.
It wasn't even that they had the best talent, they had the best product. They just lasted longer than everybody else.
Yep.
So I think it's a matter of persistence. Mm-hmm. Also in the sense of, you know, to Dr. Meadows' point, I think that there's a lot of skills that we're born with, but you just have to learn how to craft those or how to fine-tune those to become an entrepreneur, because entrepreneur really is just a path that you're applying all these skills to, and it's a path that if you have the right skills or you have the right ability, you can craft and you can do wonderful things with.
So name a few things, you know, through your educational process that you're looking back on it, you know, have contributed significantly, made you the good entrepreneur that you are.
Well, actually, I would say even though I went and I got my bachelor's at Walsh College and I am also part of the Blackstone Launchpad, which have both been tremendous tools for me, the biggest education I had was really on the job in a sense, I guess you could say, in terms of starting Regain Go, going through all, because we've done a ton of things not, you know, incorrect. I mean, we've made a lot of mistakes, and I think those have been really the biggest learning. You can do a lot of learning in the classroom. You can kind of prepare yourself for what may lie ahead.
Yep.
But once you get in and get your hands dirty, that's the true test of whether you're going to be able to make it or not, and whether it's something that's going to you know, turn yeah. into a good business.
Yep. Learning on the job. You know, you talk about learning on the job, and I watch that carefully because, you know, we all make mistakes. I've made my share. We all become better entrepreneurs. As long as you have that tenacity that keeps you in the game. A lot of people get knocked down or they make a mistake mm-hmm. and they run.
Oh, exactly. And I
and
think
so,
yeah.
and they don't learn and they don't overcome. They don't learn. So
yeah. And yeah. the thing about entrepreneur, I think the thing I love about this country is you really only need one success. You know, I mean, if you really, if you look at, like, for instance, the gentleman who started Alibaba, it's mm-hmm. a $200 billion company. Yeah. That's his sixth company. The first five yeah. failed miserably.
Well, and let's be candid. That actually makes a very strong point that I want to make
yes,
right
it
now.
Does.
And that is this. The measure of being a great entrepreneur is not Alibaba. It's not Quicken Loans. It's not, you know, those are incredible stories. Those are the Michael Jordan stories of the entrepreneurial world. The reality is, I'll tell you what's a great story. Start a business, feed your family, manage your own schedule, have pride in what you do, get up in the morning, love what you do. That's great entrepreneurship.
Amen.
And so really that's the measure of success for most people. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, some wouldn't be satisfied with that. For example, I have a feeling Dan Gilbert wouldn't be satisfied with that. But the reality is for most of us, that's a great measure of success.
If I can touch in a quick story about being an entrepreneur. So I think an entrepreneur is always recognizing something that's maybe happened negative and turning it into a positive. I think you always got to be positive when you're an entrepreneur. So I came from the corporate America. I actually worked at a local bank here for a while. They had gone through a massive layoff. My wife and myself both worked for them. So we both got laid off at the same time. Everybody was obviously upset about getting laid off and so forth. Instead of being upset, I actually sent an email to the CEO of the company, actually thanking him for allowing me the opportunity to actually now
did you do that him. Before you got your severance or after?
Actually did that yeah. Did that before.
Okay.
And I ironically enough, he got the email and he responded to it and said, you know, I've received a bunch of emails, most of them obviously negative in terms of people upset with me about the layoff and everything. You're the only one that actually thanked me for that. And because of that, I'd like to learn more about your business.
Wow.
So I actually got a chance to sit and talk, and actually we still to this day talk. So now I have a connection to a CEO of a major, you know, bank. Why? Because of taking an opportunity of instead of being negative, turning into a positive.
And you know what? I think it brings up an interesting point. You know, that's another great hallmark of a successful entrepreneur, and that is, and this can in part be taught, and that is the ability to think out of the box, the ability to do things differently, the ability to think boldly, think differently. Time and time and time again, that's what you did. You're the only one. But yeah,
I'll tell you another ingredient that Jason has pointed out, and that is having a positive mental attitude. Mm. You know, if you can, you've got to be focused on the positive things and not get dragged down by the negative.
I totally agree, because as we talked about before, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're going to get no's. In fact, you better get used to hearing that, and you better be comfortable with that, because if you allow no's to stop you, then entrepreneur is definitely not the calling for you.
You know, and my brother Rich and I, who's obviously a part of Startup Nation, we talk all the time about various philosophies. And one of the little things that we've drawn a metaphor to, speaking of not getting knocked down, to keeping a positive attitude, we say, you know, stay cool in the pocket. Like Tom Brady, why is he able to drive his team down time after time? That guy's so cool. You can't rattle that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to a large extent, obviously innate ability, skill, you know, all the rest goes with it too, but you cannot rattle that guy mentally.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're talking about here. Stay cool in the pocket and face a challenge.
Between Jason, Julie, Rocky, and Dr. Meadows, we could make a list of all these ingredients that they have brought out that make these entrepreneurs. Even if they're born, they need to improve, and continuous improvement is
well,
what they do.
We pointed out through Julie, you know, she might not have been or will be ultimately successful if she hadn't gotten those skills, because you and I both know you cannot be successful unless you're a good manager, unless you know how to manage your financial books, right?
Right.
So she rounded out those rough edges, got herself made in that respect in those areas, and you know that combination of mm-hmm. both being born with great skills that she focused on and used as the core to her entrepreneurial initiative, and you know that's what it's all about. That's the way everyone out there who's listening needs to think. I'm going to put what I'm good at to work as a core. I'm going to build around that. You know, it's the trunk of the tree, the branches and the ornaments. It's going to be the educational stuff, the stuff I learn on the streets, the stuff I learn from friends, whatever, right?
You know, we're in Detroit, so you use Brady. You could have used Stafford.
Stafford, the same thing, yeah. Well, and you know what? We could think of 1,000 great examples like that, whether in business or sports or whatever it is. But, you know, I've just seen Brady just, you know, at the Super Bowl level do this. It's just amazing, time after time. So anyway, but you get the point.
Yes.
Well, and ultimately, the folks we have in the studio and those who are out there listening, ultimately, they're happy. They're happy in their pursuit. They're happy in what they're in the persisting toward this entrepreneurial activity. And they're able to sleep at night because they know that what they're doing makes a lot of sense to them, and that in the long run, it's making not just an individual contribution from a family standpoint, but it's also making a greater social contribution.
A community. That's absolutely. A really strong point.
It's a blessing to follow your passion and be happy with what you're doing and contribute and help other people.
Right. And that's what we want folks to do in the greater Detroit area. We want them to follow Rocky and Julie and Jason and know that that's what we're going after. Entrepreneurial Detroit. That's
very,
what we want.
Very good point.
Well, and this show originates in Detroit, but we actually, through our internet presence, people listen to the show from all over the world. And certainly these basic principles and tenets apply to anywhere all over the world.
Absolutely.
Maybe except Portugal, right? Poor Portugal.
Cuba.
And Cuba, right? Yeah, that's a different story. Got challenges there. But this is the great entrepreneurial incubator, though, the U.S. No doubt about it. So, hey, anybody out there saying I can't do this? Hopefully after listening to this show, you know you can and you know how. A little bit better. A little bit better. Great show, Norm. Can entrepreneurs be made or are they born?
They are both.
They're both. And you know what? I agree completely. Here we are. We learned something, didn't we?
Yes, always.
We did. Well, a great edition of Startup Nation Radio. Thanks to our guests. Great having you guys here for the show.
Thank you for having us.
Another great show up next week, Norm. You gonna be with us next week?
No, actually, my
not time. Next. Well, I can't call it a great show then. We're going to do our best without our buddy Norm next week on Startup Nation Radio. Tune in.